I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. There were a few games played in the area last night in basketball. Most of the games were canceled. In girls basketball, Platteville lost to Dubuque Hempstead, Iowa, 71-56. Belmont over Judah, 60-12. Also in boys basketball, Belmont over Benton, 55-40. Holman topped Onalaska, 75-68. Lake Mills over Marshall, 83-77. Middleton beat Madison West, 71-68. Wanakee over Oregon, 76-60. Games going on tonight in boys basketball. Last night's Wisconsin Heights at River Valley game has been moved to tonight. That'll happen at RVHS. Also, Hillsboro's at Bangor in basketball, Schulzburg at Highland, Prairie du Chien at Luther, Wisconsin Dells at Mauston, Weston at North Crawford, and Boscobel at Southwestern. In girls basketball, Prairie du Chien is at Westby, Royal at Nisita, New Lisbon at Wunniwach Center, Kickapoo at Ithaca, Wazika Steuben at Seneca, Cuba City at Boscobel. It's Fenimore at Darlington, and Iowa Grant is at Riverdale. A game we'll have later tonight on WRCO FM 100.9. I asked Coach Larry Swigum of Riverdale how it's been going as of late.
We're coming off a tough couple conference games with Cuba City and Mineral Point, and looking forward to getting back home here on a Friday night right before Christmas break, and hopefully getting another conference win.
You feel you played two of the conference's best back-to-back?
Yeah, yep. We were on the road on Tuesday night, went to Cuba, and on the last Thursday, we hosted Mineral Point. Both games, their pressure got to us. We hung around for about the first 6-7 minutes of each game, and then kind of wore down and got beat pretty bad both games. So,
when you look at Iowa Grant, how do you match up with them?
Favorably, especially our guards. I feel like our guards are going to be able to get north-south, get in the lane, and create some things for us. They have a really nice 6-foot center, Adrian Biddick. She's scoring about 15 points a game, so she's going to be our focal point defensively. But I feel like we have a game plan in place where hopefully we can counteract her and knock down some shots and finish it off.
We will have that game tonight on FM 100.9 following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show, which will begin around 7 o'clock. Tomorrow we'll have coverage reports from the Richland Wrestling Invitational Tournament. Richland Center head wrestling coach Silas Coleman talked to me about how the team's been wrestling after a postponement last week. It's been a little while since the team has been on the mat.
Back on the 10th and at the Kickapoo try that we had with Kickapoo and Viroqua, and I was pretty impressed with them there. They had a lot of growth, I think, just even from a royal invite up until that point, just a couple days. They kind of fixed a few of the things that they needed to, and they looked a lot better than they did a few days prior to that. So I'm excited to see them continuing to grow.
And then you didn't make the trip last weekend, so it's been a long time. You're looking forward to some competition this weekend, I'm sure, aren't you?
Yeah, it'll be nice to be able to get them out of the room, wrestle on each other, and actually get some other competition in. I think we're going to be quite a bit behind other teams as far as match count goes at this point. So hopefully we can make that up some events later in the year. But it will be nice to get them out and see some other teams.
Are there any new teams coming into the Invitational?
Nope. So the teams are going to stay the same this year as they have in the past. We're hoping to add some more numbers, just with overall rosters this year. So hopefully we'll have some full brackets.
What is the time frame for the tournament in terms of when it starts and projected time for the finals?
So start time is going to be 9 o'clock, and then we're hoping for the finals to be around 3:30. Obviously, if things are moving along, we'll move up ahead of that, but we're hoping to start those finals at 3:30.
Bill Twining and David Wormund have reports from the Richland Invitational beginning tomorrow morning. Wrestling starts at 9. Riverdale will be there with Marcus Ingles as the head coach.
It's going to be a good test. There's a lot of good teams. It's going to be the first real we've had all year, so that'll be good for us going into Bi-State.
Yeah, a number of teams and that you probably won't see again this year, too, correct?
And then a lot of teams we will see.
Right. And from that standpoint, it's good for upcoming seeding as well, isn't it?
Yes, for sure. Definitely going into Bi-State. Most all them teams are at Bi-State, so that's good for us.
That's Riverdale coach Marcus Ingles. His team will be a part of the Field of Teams tomorrow at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Bowling scores to recap from the All-Star Bowling League. Series high, the Misfits at 28-46. Advance Pump and Well with a 28-11. Morris Heating and Cooling at 27-91. Game honors, Hammer Time at 10-20. Advance Pump and Well at 10-11. The Misfits a 10-01. Bowler High Series individually, Ken Nix Senior, 91 over average with a 721. Jason Gerner had a 719. Travis Bushley a 717 in All-Star Bowling. And the individual high game honors, Jason Gerner a 289, Ken Nix Sr. a 248, Greg Shep a 246. Bodie Hillesheim bowled a 491, 116 over average. Will Barassa bowled a 583, 94 over average. Team Julie Karen State Farm won the first half. Members are Ethan Hafner, Scott Dilly, Elijah Cannon, Ryder Cannon, and Jordan Slaney. All-Star Bowling with week 15 of 32, the last week of the first half last night. Coming up, we'll talk about state sport headlines in just a moment on a Friday.